We buy all of our diamonds individually.
Ardea Diamonds, this is Adrienne. How can I help you?
This is Candy at Nick T. Arnold's, and I need to speak to Bob.
Bob is actually off today. Is there something I can help you out with?
Well, I don't know who else can help me to know. I have two diamonds that I'm considering selling to the customer, but I needed to know if I could, you know, return one of the diamonds I have in stock, you know, the trade-up thing that you can do. But I didn't know which one is okay or not okay or how it works.
Oh, okay.
I guess Mick would be my next person, but I don't know.
So which diamond would you consider sending towards the trade?
I had sent Bob an email, and there were four options, and I was going to just see which one he wanted. The one he said, rare and forever, since it's not a rare and forever diamond I'm getting, he said,
correct,
you know, probably not. But the other one is 2740 P245333. Oh, no, wait. It's a rare and forever. Hang on. So here's one at 2500 that's not rare and forever. And it's 2500 P272 70562.
Say that P number again. I'm sorry.
7270562, which is the wrong amount of numbers, which means somebody typed one wrong.
Right, yeah, because
ours... give you an invoice number.
Yeah, because ours begin with like a...
Right, it should be six. Let's assume their seven is wrong, but it's 270562. But I'm still looking it up, the invoice number as well for you.
Yeah, I mean, you still have the original. You have the GIA, correct? Oh, that's a solitaire. 270562 is a 90 solitaire. That's
90 point, yeah. I don't think I've ever had jewelry from you, and I don't show it. Well, I'll pull it and see.
Yeah, because it shows that was invoiced. Actually, that particular one was invoiced August of 2023.
Okay, but I don't think I have ever bought, you know, flat jewelry. So maybe I'm going to find something new. But let me go double check.
So, for our trade, as long as it's GIA certified. So I know that, I don't know if those were stock, like. I see.
They
like
were at the time.
70 yeah. Round FSI2 you had purchased, an 80E SI2 round, an 80 FSI2 round, oval. So as long as it's not rare and forever, because rare and forever is trade to rare and forever.
Right.
But if you go, you know, as long as it's a, you know, a dollar more that the customer is going with, you can trade a GIA as long as it's in its original condition and you have the physical GIA report, the original.
Okay, and I'm going to double check. I'm assuming I do. If not, I guess I'll call back. What extension are you in? What's your name again? That way I can find you again and nobody
yeah,
has to go through it twice.
No, you're fine. So my extension is 113. My name's Adrienne, and this extension is 118. So if I'm, like, stepped away or at lunch or something, you can always call and ask for Mick at 118.
Okay. That's perfect.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Alrighty.
Yep.
Thanks. Bye-bye.